Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hey. Hey, 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 hey.
Here we are, the Monday edition of Share Funny. And we are just tingling with excitement. It's sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. For big cleanup jobs at your house or your business, something that has been a disaster, and not just a disaster area like your mom would say when you got your clothes all over the floor in your bedroom. This place is a disaster area. We're talking about real disaster. Smokes. You know, if you got smokes in your house and fires and things like that, they clean it up. They do it in a hurry. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. And as we all know, Paul love it. Paul love it. So you may end up seeing some of Share Funny today on the internets, on the YouTubes and whatnot, because the Tech D Rob forgot to record a daily video thing from the regular old Ace and TJ show. So now he's having to scramble and try to piece together something from Share Funny that could work.
Yep.
Got a lot going on.
And here we are
going
to be cussing and stuff. Yeah. And what all you got going on, Rob? What, is it got Mandalorian new or something in there?
I got
you online for get some Star Wars tickets?
I mean,
some kind of IMAX bullshit?
Yeah. You got them.
He's buying new t-shirts.
Gotta get a new t-shirt.
Gotta get new graphic t-shirt for, what was it, Konnichiwa event on Friday?
Konnichiwa.
Akira, Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi Akura.
Domo Norigato, Mr. Roboto.
We have no idea what we're talking about.
Exactly.
So it's a card thing, Magic the Gathering, Alexis. Gosh, get with it.
You're right.
What's it called, Rob?
Kamigawa Neon Dynasty. I mean, I don't know how I could be any clearer.
Mr. Roboto.
Kamigawa.
Ah, Mr. Roboto. Nice to meet you.
It's about ninjas.
Are you going to dress like a ninja?
No.
What are you talking about? He's dressed like a ninja every day. A ninja turtle.
Yeah, for
he got some Ninja Turtle shirts for your ass now, Rob.
He's not even a ninja turtle. He's a ninja tapple.
You know what?
Tapple to turtle.
I really hate your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, those tadpoles that turn into turtles.
Didn't happens. You need to quarantine more?
Yeah. In a school. Learn that tadpoles turn into frogs,
whatever.
Not turtles.
It sounded right.
Stupid. Did it? To whom? Did it sound right to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the pre-release.
Everything looks like a tadpole before it starts.
Can you say your little Japanese thing without reading it now, Alexis?
No, I got to practice.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That was 2 weeks ago. You had one phrase in Japanese that you had to remember, and it was all about your new Reiki experience.
It's five phrases, actually.
Oh. But it was just like one passage then.
You had all those days at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my brain wasn't working. I wasn't about to remember another language.
Mm-hmm. And your brain wasn't working because of COVID?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Because of smoking COVID, what you were doing.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thought that was your big thing now. You're going to be a Reiki person. And you can't start being a Reiki person if you can't even memorize the creed or whatever it is.
Well, I am going to memorize it, and guess what I'm getting today? What? I'm getting a massage table so I can be official and come give Reiki to all the people that want it.
Nice. A massage table.
Yes.
So you can now, is that a portable massage table?
Yep.
You just take it to everybody's home?
Mm-hmm.
Where does one acquire a massage table?
From my friend.
Okay.
From my friend?
From my friend, yes.
From my friend, that's where.
What you mean?
Can you buy this on Amazon?
Yeah, you can buy them on Amazon. They're just not the cheapest sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of friend you got? Oh, your friend, the Reiki friend?
Mm-mm. No. Another friend.
So you have a friend that robbed a massage parlor.
Just took the table.
Just took the table.
That's what I got left. You know, I'm out of the. I already sold out of the oils and, you know, the little speakers that I got from in there. Just got one table left.
Yeah, those little tiny waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
The table got duct tape on it where the padding had torn or anything. Is it that used?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, actually. Mm. I'm going to go pick it up today.
A table's probably as big as you are.
I know. I don't know how I'm going to carry
it. Even folded in half, it probably comes up past your hip.
Is it going to fit in your car?
Yes, it's going to fit in my car.
What kind of friend you got that has used massage tables? Does that friend run a spa or something?
No, he just has it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, he's still.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah, he's bringing the used massage table over today.
Yeah. You know what all has taken place on that massage
table? No, it has not.
Is he a massage therapist?
No, but he has friends that are.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And they come give him a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's he going to do now?
Huh?
He's got his own massage table.
Yeah.
Not a massage therapist. Mm-hmm. Has his own massage table. But
friends come and give him a massage.
Yeah, something's up.
Does he have more than one table?
No.
So what's he going to do now?
He doesn't need. He's not using it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any more questions?
Yeah, oh, I that has gone on that massage table.
Absolutely.
That's gross.
Yeah, I know. Gross. And you're going to be putting innocent people on there thinking that you got a reputable service going. And you're using a massage table that I'm guessing has probably been on the internet in amateur categories of pornography.
Oh. Stop.
While you're taking bad energy out of their body, they're going to be injecting some bad stuff through their skin, just kind of seeping in there.
We're going to do Reiki on the table.
Yeah, you need to do a black light on the table before you get started.
That's gross.
Mm. Yeah. Do you have a black light?
Nope.
Oh my God, I want that. Bring that table. We'll black light it. I'll go buy a black light just so we can do
I'm
that.
I'm like, who? You have a black light?
What you mean? You got a black light in that garage, Ace, when you're playing your drums, you turn it on.
No, it's a good idea though. But cool.
Wow.
So I'm official now.
Yeah. Officially fucking gross. Why is it so slippery? Slide off the table.
Come back here.
Yeah, get over here. Why does it smell like that?
Mm-hmm. So how did that even come up, that your friend had a massage table to sell you?
Yeah. He's not selling it to me.
He's giving it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how did that come about?
I did Reiki on him, and he said, this would be a lot easier if you were doing it on a massage table. And I said, yeah, but I don't have one. And he said, I have one. You can borrow it.
Okay. Where were you Reiki-ing him?
On my bed.
Uh-huh.
Not like that.
I bet you Reiki the shit.
I did not Reiki the shit out of him.
That's why he's bringing the massage table. I've seen pornos.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to Reiki you to death.
If one of my friends tells me they have a massage table, there's going to be a follow-up conversation. Like, I'm going to ask, okay, well, why?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, great. How convenient. I need one. He's like, hold on, let me get it.
Well, also,
it's in my car.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Yeah, his mom is a hoarder. They have everything you can think of in their house.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old is
like herpes.
Ew.
How old is he?
He's 37.
Lives with his mom?
His mom lives with him. He has two kids.
Okay. She lives with me.
Yeah, okay. She actually does. Yeah, he has two kids. He's a single dad.
Mm-hmm.
And a freak.
Well, I got a massage table. So how does it come about that you get him over to your lair and trap him in your bedroom to do Reiki on him?
That's my best friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's into all that stuff. Mm. If I can get weird with anybody and tell them anything that's in my head, it's him, and he's not going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people will write to me, you know, listeners on the social medias and stuff, and, you know, when we're talking about all of your crystals and your energy and your moon vibes and all of that, and Reiki, and say, you know, stuff about religion and this, that, and the other, and, you know, every time she talks about that, it gives me, you know, bad feelings because I know that's against religion and all this stuff. And I just tell them, look, there's no need to worry about that. This is all just what the results of someone. This is the personality of a pothead. I mean, think about it. It's just all of this stems from people being what we would used to refer to as potheads.
Potheads.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is, you know, great philosophies of the universe, and it comes in all shapes and sizes and has for years and years. You know, like the guy Hollywood that used to work at the mill that I worked at. And the reason they called him Hollywood is because he always wore sunglasses to cover up his eyes because he was always high. And he called everybody Bubba, and he was, so brilliant, such a, Hey, Bubba, let me tell you what, you putting all that out there, man, something going to come back on you, man. I don't bother nobody. I just do my business. I let the world take care of itself. You know, I ain't for fighting and arguing and all that, Bubba, I'm going to tell you.
Well, it's all peace and love, baby.
You know, burning the incense and the incest and whatever else they burn.
Burn it.
Mm-hmm. So that's what, and then when she talks about all the other like-minded people, I guarantee you none of them has ever been able to say since they were about 13 or 14, I haven't tried pot. I've never smoked anything. It's a weed thing.
Or it's just a love thing.
Which,
you know. Love is for weed.
Yeah, love that type of peace and love and harmony for the world.
That's a good thing.
Huh?
That's a good thing.
Okay.
Peace, love, and harmony for the world. Why doesn't anybody want that?
Because it's unrealistic.
Only if you think it's unrealistic.
No, see what I mean? It's the drugs talk.
There you go.
It's just like you can't, unless you are spending a lot of your time being high, you don't think about things like that.
I feel bad for those people then.
Yeah. And some of them are in awful shape. I don't blame you for pitying them. Us. Those dumbasses who think that, you know, a room, an inanimate object, can't have energy.
Yeah, dummies.
They're these idiots who believe that running your hands across somebody can make them feel better by getting rid of the energy in their body, the bad energy.
Makes sense.
I feel sorry for those people. What are they ever going to make of
themselves?
Can't
see oxygen, but we still breathe it.
Ooh.
Oh, you got me.
Anything else? You negative.
Can't see wind, but you can see it go through the trees.
Yeah, sure can.
Bloop, bloop.
What else?
Next.
Next.
No, you got me. There's nothing else. You
can't see
me.
Carbon monoxide, but it can kill you.
You don't see God, but you believe in him.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Still doesn't change the fact that only potheads think that way, and that is rooted in potheadedness.
Oh, good. Well, you know who made
pot?
Do
you smoke a lot of pot? Have you smoked a lot of pot since you were a little kid? Yes.
Not since I was a little kid.
Since you were born.
Please.
Smoking pot in the Jehovah's Witness hall, out in the back. Yeah. Out in the back, you are the become a mama.
That's some good shit.
Mm-hmm. Got that loud. That's not true. Mm-hmm. God made marijuana, yeah. Though. Mm-hmm. Grows from the earth.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yep, I know. God made fire, too, that burns people's houses down.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So, Ace, you're flying back to Louisiana Friday.
No, Saturday.
Saturday. Okay, I thought you were going Friday and back Saturday.
I'm going Saturday morning and coming back Saturday afternoon.
Okay, so you're not going to miss any of the Super Bowl, though, are you?
No,
unless there's a different scheduling in the delays
here
and all.
5:45 Saturday morning, get to Louisiana at 10:30, and get on a flight at 4:30 with my mom and fly back and get back here at 7:40 Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not even spending the night?
No.
Okay.
Over and back in one day.
Just going to gather your mother.
Yeah. I think I'm going to fly over, land. I got to go to the gym and work out for my 75 hard thing. Then I'll go pick up my mom and back at the airport.
Yeah. And your wife's not going with you on that trip?
No. No. Just over and back. Too expensive to
have
somebody else go. That's going to be a blast.
Sounds
gonna be a
fun.
Blast because there's no direct and there's no direct flight early in the morning on Saturday mornings.
Mm-mm.
So it's fly to Dallas, hang out for an hour and a half or whatever, then change planes and fly to Alexandria.
Wow!
Grab a car, hit the gym, swing by my mom's, pick her up, back to the airport on the flight at 4:30, home at 7:40.
And your sister's not coming for this visit?
No, just my mom. She's coming to stay with us for probably 3 weeks or so, four weeks.
That's all? I thought she was staying for longer than that.
No, she's coming for that because we're going to Tampa to see Amanda's family in March to go visit her dad. And so.
And you can't take your mom?
No, it's too much to keep up with. So I'll take her back the weekend before. So it's like 3 weeks, I think, she's coming to stay. Then she may come back to stay for months and months after that. We'll see.
Months and months.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Months.
Yeah.
Months.
Lots of months. maybe for good. I don't know.
So Riggins was telling us earlier about a nightmare experience at a grocery store that he had Friday.
Oh.
It's devastating.
So bad. It was so bad. Oh, it was awful. Yeah, I decided to go to a new grocery store and I don't want to say the names of these places, but yeah. I go to a grocery store because it's the closest one to me. And you get used to things being a certain way.
Right.
And it's a nice grocery store. I like it very much.
The chain itself, not this location.
Yeah. You know, it's where shopping is a pleasure. And it's pleasurable. I like it. And I went to a different grocery store thinking it would be cheaper, and it was. It was a lot cheaper. But you pay a price in different ways for cheaper things. One of the major ones was that I gathered up all the produce I wanted. I had some onions, a couple bell peppers, a couple long hots, which are like Italian peppers. Got my arm full. I look like a, Chiquita banana. I got all the shit in my arms. And I'm looking around. I'm like, where are the bags for the produce? You know, those little plastic bags that are on the roll and you pull one off. They've got no bags at the station I'm at. So I go over to like where the bananas and the apples are. That one's empty too. So I go over to the refrigerated section of the produce section. There's no bags over there. So I'm like looking around. There's no one available. No one in the deli or the bakery over there. So I went, okay, I guess I'll just put all the shit back. What do you do? I guess I could have put it in the cart or something, but
yeah, you know, you don't really want somebody that'll organize it.
Yeah, there's no bag to put your stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't want to put it in the cart because God knows, you know, you don't want to do that really. I wash all the produce anyway, but still, it just seems kind of gross.
But there was nobody around. You could have said, "Nobody around." Hey, you're out of bags over here.
And I had all the vegetables in my arms, like a kid without a book bag. So I was just like, "Okay, well, it's not starting great." Plus, their produce section not a lot of produce in this place. You go to a nice upscale. You go to Whole Foods. You go to Publix. The majority of the store is produce because they're they had like four apples and an onion. That was it. And then the rest of it is just like, you know, stuffed fried chicken, like bacon and, you know, Swiss cheese. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, there's more deli than produce.
Yeah, and a lot more chips. The chip aisle's a big deal. And, a lot of ethnic food. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying there was a lot of it. you know, it was just a totally different experience. So I ended up, and then food prices are so high that I spent over $100, didn't get a whole lot for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just not a great experience.
And the other customers in there, were they unsightly?
Almost saw a fight near the dairy section.
Ooh. What happened?
Guy was putting out eggs, and he had his AirPods in, like a young guy, maybe early 20s. And, he didn't work for the grocery store. He wasn't in a uniform. He was, like, delivering.
The egg farm person.
The egg farm guy, I guess. And an older guy, maybe in his 40s, walked around and put his arm on the kid to say, like, excuse me, I'm just going to reach in front of you and grab the egg. Mm-hmm. And without missing a beat, the kid rips his AirPod and he goes, don't touch me. Just like that. I went, oh, and I was like moving along with my cart. I don't get a lot of dairy stuff. And I heard him. He just went, hey, don't touch me. And the guy went, oh, like clearly the guy was, he was trying to be nice by saying like, hey, buddy, I know coming you're not listening. You. Yeah, but like, I'm just going to reach in it. Kid did not like that at all. Which I guess, I wouldn't touch a stranger right now either. But I think it was a bit of an overreaction. Like he wasn't.
And the guy didn't say, I'll beat your little ass.
No, he didn't.
Talking to me like that.
I think he was as shocked.
Yeah.
I think he was as equally shocked as I was. He just went, oh. You know, and I didn't stick around to see how that was going to resolve itself. But that was shocking to me.
Well, all right, y'all get ready. Call me old-fashioned and fuddy-duddy, whatever else, because I'm old. But if I own the egg farm and I find out that one of my hands has gone into the grocery store putting the eggs on the shelves, wearing earbuds, there would be a problem.
No, I agree with you.
I want him to be attentive to be able to, he should have been able to communicate with people.
You shouldn't have your earbuds on if you're at work.
Because when you are in public and you put earbuds in, it is a sign to everyone around you that you don't give a shit.
Yeah, you don't want to be bothered.
You're not involved or interested in anything going on except what's in your ears. Which is fine if you're not working, dealing with the public with your job. If you want to wear those in there to shop, it's fine. If you want to wear them, you know, to a funeral because you don't want any of your relatives crying at you, you don't want to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's between you and the Lord.
Yeah. It was stunning.
Yeah, the other guy should have said, man, I will beat your little ass. I will shove those earbuds so far up your ass, you'll be able to skip tracks when you clinch.
Yikes. Yeah, that was wild. So I just went, you know, it's at the end of the store. So that was, I was wrapping up. I was like, all right, you know what? This has not been a success. I'm never coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is the kicker of the whole thing. I get outside, go back to my car with my cart. I realize the whole parking lot is on a slope. The highest point at the store.
Yeah.
Down all the way to the street. So I put the cart there. Cart starts rolling away through the parking. I'm like, shit. I'm like chasing the cart now. And it's a nightmare.
Yeah. Who told you to go to that store? You didn't ask us about going to that store. We'd have told you about going to that store.
I knew not to go to that store.
I've been to that grocery store a bunch of times. Not doing any major shopping, but for little things. I've never had a problem.
But during the, especially during the supply shortages and inflation and COVID and all of that stuff, it's, you know, it's
bare bones.
It's always like my frustrated, what do you call it? Passive aggressive tone is always, are y'all going out of business?
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
is this a going out of business sale?
Boy,
Like all of a sudden, I'm, you know, feel like I'm doing grocery shopping at the Grand Cayman.
Yeah. Oh, and I was pissed about it all day because I wanted to make something specific and I didn't have any of the stuff.
But you like this store that you go to every Friday.
I know, but I was trying to save money by going to this cheaper place. But it turns out they didn't have anything either. They had less stuff than my normal place. And
that's why I go to like two different grocery stores or three.
I'm not doing that.
I know, but
I'm not
doing that. I have
to. Anytime I'm cooking something special and I got a lot of ingredients, no way do I get it all at one grocery store.
No. Like I can go to a place and get really good produce, but then I'm going to go somewhere else to get really good meat.
Oh. Yeah, and that's after dark.
You want the good meat.
I want that good meat.
Ooh. Yeah, on a massage table. Mm,
yeah. Can you tell us where the good meat is at?
Where do I have to go? Top quality.
For the good meat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. That good.
Hello. Excuse me, looking for the good meat?
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
Hey. We just found something that Alexis thinks is absolutely ridiculously silly. It's a professional pillow fighting league, and it's men's. Men's get into a ring, like a boxing ring, and just beat the crap out of each other with pillows.
That's so dumb.
But they have, looks like they have certain techniques where they're not just swinging the pillow wide. They got the pillow in one hand. And they step to each other like they're punching, and all the pillow shots go to the face and the head. You telling me that would keep you from wanting to go out with a dude? As if he's a professional pillow fighter?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
What?
What if he has a job but he pillow fights on the side?
No. Even just saying that I pillow fight on the side. Like, what? I hate it.
Look, you got the spin move, duck.
They've got a whole knockout compilation that I cannot wait to see.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
The referee is in there.
Is that guy a Marine? Is that a Marine logo on the back?
You're like, do you have goose feathers in there?
These are Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Now what? These are Marines doing this. Alexis, you still going to talk crap about them?
Very grateful for their service, but yes. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm sorry for the unprofessional nature of this. Rob, will you please unplug these bright ass lights? Thank you. We trying to look at a movie up in here. He's that's not even the one that I saw. It's called PFC Pillow Fighting Championship.
World Pillow Fight Champ.
I would watch this.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I mean, I wouldn't watch it all day, but I mean, I want to see that. It's kind of like when they show those college bowling, you know, tournaments or when they do the cornhole tournaments and stuff like that. It's the college cornhole tournament.
You'd watch it like I watched curling Friday afternoon for about 30 minutes. I was kind of into it.
Mm-hmm.
Are these people getting knocked out, Riggins?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
We're watching the video.
There goes the women.
Are they cotton regular pillows?
That's what I was wondering. Or they're like heavy air pillows.
Oh, I thought that guy was going to throw a spinning back kick in there.
Oh, she just kicked down. Boof.
Mm. Yeah, I bet that hurts.
You know, when I was little, like, I think it was like 4, I remember, I would get so angry that I would go into my room and rip my pillows apart.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
Mm-hmm. Did your mama replace them or make you sleep without a pillow?
She did not replace them.
Yeah.
Boop.
This is just like a slap. What do you call it? Yeah.
A slap fight.
A slap fight where they just take turns hitting each other.
Oh, it kind of does look like it hurts a little bit. Yeah.
Especially you get hit in the ear.
I mean, they're wearing mouth guards the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wonder who came up with this. Now, you know what we need?
PFC.
Professional pillow fighting.
And the people that bought tickets to go see that, what are y'all doing?
And it looks like they've got a decent budget because the ring is nice.
Right.
They've got one of those clocks on the wall like radio stations have that are very expensive.
Right.
To count down the time of the rounds, I guess. I don't know. But it's going to be the next big thing. Hey, look, if people will watch poker as a sport, I'm taking pillow fighting over poker any day.
Don't you guys watch bowling on TV?
I watch sometimes.
Yeah, that's another one I don't understand.
And I would rather watch this than golf.
Watching bowling.
This makes more sense to me than watching golf.
I watch just about anything that's like a competition on TV.
Fishing?
I've watched fishing before. Fascinated by people that are really good at anything.
Do you watch those people that walk really fast, the power walkers?
I'm not watching that. No, not going to watch that.
You know what I don't like? And people think it's odd that I don't like, but I don't like an Iron Chef competition. I don't like cooking competitions.
It stresses you out?
Yeah. I want to see more of like how you put it together and how I could do it. You know, rather than just all that chaos.
It stresses me out watching those shows too.
We're gonna do this and we're gonna do that, and yeah,
like a Chopped, when you know they're just having to quickly develop. But here's what I'm gonna do, and all that.
And the mess is everywhere, and it's not cooking right, and they're freaking out.
Yeah, I don't like those shows. Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Okay, little white boy winning in the pillow fight.
Oh. That's not what I was going to say.
Everything is race with you.
Yeah.
What?
Why are you so... Calm down, Joe Rogan.
Wow.
He's a little white boy. He is.
So even in pillow fighting, you would expect the white one to be the underdog. Huh?
Well, did you see his arms? They were scrawny. He had no muscles.
Okay, little white boy.
Okay, little white boy with your scrawny arms. You can throw a pillow around, huh?
Little scrawny okay. Winning the fight.
I see you throwing that pillow. Tough guy.
Big man.
You big man, you.
Scrawny white boy winning.
Okay, little white boy.
Them scrawny arms got a little punch, huh?
So have you seen enough when you were looking at it, Riggins, to see if there are weight divisions and all that?
No, I didn't. I can find out though.
Yeah, surely it would be. It looks like a real deal. It would have to be, right? Sanctioned
because you would think the heavier guys, the bigger guys would be able to swing much harder.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
how do you train for that?
If you get knocked out in a pillow fight, that's a bad look. I'm not saying you can't be. Just, you know, if you get knocked out in a pillow fight, your buddies will never let you hear the end of that.
And do you go and, you know, you train for that? Like if you're wanting to get become a boxer, if you want to become a pillow fighter, you got to go in. There's some old grouchy guy there to train you and yell at you and scream at you.
I would think so, because you got to learn the technique. Your arms get tired. You got to be in shape.
You got to move your feet. You're missing, Link, you.
Said that it's related to chess boxing as well. I went, what the hell is
chess? What is chess boxing?
They have a chess board set up outside of boxing ring. They make one move. You know, each of them goes one move, and then they get in the boxing ring and try to knock each other out. It wins when you either checkmate or knock them out.
For real?
You go back and forth.
Yeah, how long do they box before they sit back down at the chess board?
What?
Yeah. And how do they move the chess pieces with boxing gloves on?
I think they take them off.
That would take all day to see a match.
They're like sitting in there playing chess and like shirts off, it's like sweating.
Yeah. I'll be damned. That's what they're doing. Sorry, just hit the thing here. Let's see what chess boxing is all about.
Suddenly, professional pillow fighting doesn't seem that silly. Yeah.
I would think that pillow fighting is more silly than chess boxing.
You think?
Yes. At least chess boxing, you're using your brains to play the chess part.
Yeah.
That seems... But that means that half of the competition is going to be boring. Yeah. At least with pillow fighting, it's all action.
I guess.
So you think I want to sit and watch people play chess?
Oh, I love it.
I do too, actually.
Not me.
I want to learn how to play so bad.
Yeah, these guys are 5 minutes into a chess match. And then I don't know what, because I don't have the volume up. Somebody calls it, and they stand up and put on boxing gloves, and now they're fighting each other.
Hmm.
Love that.
Just a regular old Amy Fisher.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
I mean, Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer. Amy Fischer.
Searching for Amy Fischer.
That's a totally different movie. You know who Amy Fischer is, Alexis?
Nope.
Early 90s, the Long Island Lolita. She was a high school girl having an affair with a guy named Joey Buttafuoco. And Amy Fischer went to his house, knocked on the door, and when his wife Nancy anyway, Mary Jo Buttafuoco opened the door, and Amy Fisher went pow and shot her
in the face.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
And they just recently reconciled, I think.
Yeah.
Joey Buttafuoco,
they had a documentary about it on Reels not long ago, I think. And then Amy Fisher went on to be in the pornography movies. Yeah. But she was only, like, 16 at the time with all that. And but everybody, you know, by all accounts, Joey Buttafuoco is a great guy.
Stand-up guy.
Yeah. Class act.
Yeah. He's good.
You know, he just wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
That's what happened.
The wrong place at the right time.
Yeah.
But pillow fighting is for me, I think.
You think?
Yeah. I wonder if you can bet on it. You think bookies in Vegas and all that have?
I think so. I think you can bet on anything now.
Well, you know, that Caesars sports book has opened up in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And at Christmas when I was there, they were heavily promoting this thing. And that's where the guy, that Mattress Mac from Houston, drove from Houston to the Texas-Louisiana border, drove across the state line, and once he got into Louisiana, it was legal, opens up the Caesars sports book, and he's bet $4.4 million on the Bengals. And if they win, he wins $7.78 million. Hmm. I think it's just if he wins the bet. So I think the spread was 4.5 when he bet.
So that's the thing that is run by J.B. Smoove, right?
Yes, Caesar Sportsbook. He's the J.B. Smoove is the head of the Caesar Sportsbook. Yeah,
he's Caesar. Which I forgot to tell y'all, I want to be referred to from now on as T.J. Smoove.
I'm not doing that.
That's pretty good. I like that.
T.J. Smoove.
I mean, it's just my original idea. Just came up with that.
I was hoping you'd go back to the Duke of Funk.
I love the Duke of Funk.
And we could change the name of the show. Forget the Ace and TJ show. It just could be called Funkin' Friends.
Funkin' Friends.
But
or maybe I'd go back to my real name and it could be David and the Duke.
David and the Duke.
David Duke.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, that'd be great. What about David?
Right. David and the canceled. Yeah. Maybe we'd switch them around. It'd be the Duke and David. Yeah, that would work. That would be better.
Mm.
I didn't make that connection. Should have, though. Sorry.
Yeah, T.J. Smoove, though. I mean, that's...
It's good.
S-M-O-O-V-E.
Smoove.
Smoove.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, you Smoove?
So J.B. Smoove's real name is something Joyner, right? Is that his real name?
I thought it was J.B. Smoove. I never put that together.
Yeah, I think that's his real name. His last name's Joyner. I'm not sure what. Maybe it's James or something. I don't know.
Let's see.
But I really, really like him.
J.B. Yeah. Smoove's real name is Jerry Brooks.
Jerry Brooks.
Born in Plymouth, North Carolina.
Hmm. Why did I think it was Joyner?
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Mm-hmm. He has like commercials and
yeah.
stuff.
He was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he had a show with Will Arnett at one time that I thought was really good. It didn't last very long, though. Will Arnett was either a news reporter or a weather guy, and J.B. Smoove was his cameraman. It was good. But his name just needs a little tweaking. Instead of J.B., it needs to be T.J. Smoove. But he does those commercials for the Caesars betting with the Mannings.
Yeah.
Archie and Peyton and Eli and Cooper. And who's the woman in those commercials?
We have no idea.
She kind of bad, though.
I haven't paid attention, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty. I mean, if you like pretty women. I don't happen to like that.
Oh, yeah, Cleopatra.
Yeah, that's not a good good quality in a woman as far as I'm concerned. To be pretty. Ugh.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. But T.J. Smoove it is. Bloop. It's the new me.
So it's not Halle Berry?
Is it Halle Berry?
One of them says Halle Berry is the woman in the commercials.
Could be.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I take back what I said because she's gross.
Right.
I've always thought so.
Yeah. It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Alexis, somebody wants to know, you're all judgmental about the pillow fighting. Owen said, what if he's making bank while pillow fighting?
I mean, you know money talks. Mm-hmm. Changes things a little bit.
You'd be out there acting like you're Giselle or somebody. That's my husband. That's my man.
That's my man with that pillow.
Mm-hmm.
He give you the pillow knockout.
Beat his ass.
Pillow knockout.
You go from 1 minute being embarrassed to the next minute, oh, you beat his ass.
Shoot.
Yep.
Yup. Cut the check, and I'm all about it.
Come on, Pillow Pete. Let's
there
go.
You go.
Pillow Pete.
Cut the check. I'm all about it.
So earlier in the on the regular old show, we were asking for guys who had been told that they had to make the relations with a woman, who would be their superior in whatever the situation was in order to get a promotion or get a job or something like that. And what did this lady just say about the pool guy?
Hey, she said, hey, first time I've messaged you guys, but I love listening. Sorry for any typos. I'm driving. But I know a pool guy who would get to work and women would pay him to do it in a Speedo or nothing at all. But that's not like being forced. And I know of several construction workers that while working, the women went and changed into a negligee and came back propositioning. Some were safe for husbands and just said no and tried to look away. Others took advantage of the situation. I think in a way it's different because a lot of men don't look at it as a forceful thing, but an extra bonus.
It is my opinion that no woman ever requests to see a guy in a Speedo.
No. No way.
I don't like it at all.
Naked, okay, I can get that.
Yeah.
You know, all right, go clean the pool naked. But nobody, I don't think a woman would say, go put on a Speedo and clean the pool.
What if he's got a swimmer body, like a Michael Phelps or something like that?
Still. No? Still not nothing? Put on some trunk style shorts or something.
I understand you completely. I get it.
I don't, and it's not to say that it doesn't exist. I just can't. I know a lot of women, and I can't think of a single one of them that would want to see any guy in a Speedo.
Don't forget the skimmer basket. And he's
just like, yeah. Ew, I don't want to see butthole.
I'm picturing
yuck.
I'm picturing the guy that's playing Tommy Lee in the Pam and Tommy.
With
that G-string on, his thong underwear on, running around.
I was thinking that when I saw it. Ew, that's not cute.
Walking around the house and just a thong all the all day.
Guy buttholes are just not cute.
Thank you. Save that.
Well, all this time I thought women found them to be adorable.
Yeah, who knew?
You learn something new every day.
It's not cute as a button.
It's a coffee mug. Guy buttholes are just not cute. So true.
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. Women's buttholes aren't that glamorous either.
Shoot.
It's a butthole.
Not exactly something you'd want to have on a picture on a t-shirt.
Yeah, your butthole's not Giselle.
Shoot. Speak for your own butthole.
God. Let's clean this up a little bit, shall we?
But say they did say, I want you to clean the pool naked. That's still not a good look when men are having to bend over and do things.
No, I don't like that.
You know?
No. Not at all. Or nothing. Yeah, just like, or nothing. You want to take it all off.
Yeah.
Scrubbing algae off the side of the pool. Butthole out. Hairy ass.
Ew.
Grab a noodle.
Missed the spot.
Hairy man ass down at the pool.
Testing the glory.
Yeah. With
pancake cheeks.
What? Makes me think lower of her. He's just doing it for the money, but what's wrong with her? I'm a psycho. Take it off. Clean the pool.
I would much rather you do that in a Speedo or nothing. It's your choice.
It's like, do you have a Speedo? I don't. Can you loan me one? Yeah,
that right, was my question. Does he have one in the truck?
Which would y'all go with if those were the only two choices? And you had to do the job. Your family's at home starving.
It's a good question.
You need the money.
Okay. Good one, TJ.
She says, Speedo or nothing. I think I'd do Speedo. Because at least a Speedo is going to cover up, you know, the most intimate of areas. So you can feel a little bit better about bending over and
but your cheeks are gonna be out
cleaning out this nut, but
yeah,
but again, cheeks out is different than, you know, the other being out.
Yeah. I'm with you because it's not like I'm not like I would be out flaunting, you know what, I've got, there's not enough there to be like, yeah, all right, I'll just go without, you know what I'm saying? So I would probably go speed up.
You probably need a tan.
And there's that. I don't feel bad enough about this conversation. Let's just pile on.
Jeez.
But then my question then would be, well, do I at least get to wear flip-flops? Because that concrete's hot.
Flip-flops and a Speedo.
I said nothing.
Yeah, no.
Like, damn.
Come on, work with me on this.
Because you ain't got travertine.
Yeah.
You got the old hot concrete.
We'll be out there with mosquito bites in parts you don't want them in.
I've had that. It's not good.
Oh.
Not kidding.
Yeah, I would feel way more confident in a Speedo than just naked.
You'd be more confident?
Not confident, more confident.
More confident.
Than if I'm just, you know, showing where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, that doesn't mean really confident. It just means zero confidence on one end and a little bit on the other.
Oh, it almost seems like it's more exploitative with the Speedo on for some reason. Like, because it's so tight and it's just, and you can't just be comfortable.
Yeah, it's like...
It almost feels more scandalous.
So would you go totally naked then, Riggins?
I think you got to go naked. It makes it seem less weird somehow.
Yeah. But I'm just going on the sheer fact of the camouflaging the booty hole.
Yeah, and I don't want to see them swinging things either.
Well, apparently though, that's what she wants to see.
It's not about you.
Yeah. If that's the request she's making, she's okay with it.
She comes out
laundry. What about you, Rob? Which one are you choosing?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You're gonna stay above the fray on this one. So that'll be good.
I would never.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't even get a hat.
Yeah, burned up.
Yeah, I mean, I would look good in one of those big straw hats in a Speedo and flip flops.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Where's TJ?
Vacuum in the pool.
The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Sheriff Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2020.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.